The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Now, the store is filled with people and children, and I'm like, lean forward, and I just go, cunt hunt. And he goes, excuse me? I'm like, cunt hunt. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I have a hearing problem. Can you speak up a little? Cunt hunt.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I have a hearing problem. Can you speak up a little?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2688 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 16th of May, 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
You know, Big Fatty, looking at the calendar, that opening clip might have been better for Thursday's little show. Hello, smokers. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. You smokers today, because, y'all, we've got an episode of The Gays. And we've got Smoking Hot Joe on it today. But, y'all, before we get to that, we've got to do this. Yes, Big Fatty. Today, the 16th of May, Hump Day. How appropriate, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's someone who does not listen to the BFO, but y'all, many of you, I'm sure, follow him on the Twitty and the FaceSpace. Used to be the host of the Shits little show, but y'all, it's been put to sleep. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like the old gal show in a couple of weeks. It's true. Y'all, it's none other than that shirtless Jay. Oh, Big Fatty, we love shirtless Jay. Y'all, and shirtless Jay's got a new husband. Y'all, and it's his Twitty name is not Eraser, but I always think it's Eraser. So, anyway, yes, Big Fatty, Eraser Nipples. Oh, well, maybe so. Snake bite kit. Beep! Y'all, anyway, if you see shirtless Jay on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, Big Fatty, if you don't see him on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, something's terribly wrong. It's true. Y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I know he wants a big old pizza cake and probably some of that eraser boy. Oh, Big Fatty. I say, y'all, now, I don't have time at the end of today's little show, but y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard, y'all, that's Michael Cantaloupe and the Super Bee, formerly of the QCast Connection and the QCast Connecticut, and y'all, I played that because I just like that clip, and we're going to see Michael Cantaloupe when we go down there to the Rat World, but first, we got to go and talk to Smokin' Hot Joe. Well, everyone, we haven't done this in a very, very long time, and y'all, I could not be more delighted than to bring you an episode of The Gays with none other than SHJ. SHJ, you say? Who is SHJ that you're supposed to answer?
Oh, hi. It's Joe Zubia from Austin.
Did you say Zubia?
Zubia.
No, you said Zubia.
No, I said Zubia.
Well, we have it. Now, we're gonna go back and listen. He said Zubia. Okay, it's Smoking Hot Joe, y'all. Say hi, Joe.
Hi, Fatty.
Hi. Y'all, Joe has been over in Augusta near the. He has not been staying at the
at the hotel, but you're leaving here tomorrow morning and thinking about going over there, huh?
I am. I'm going to go check it out.
Okay. Now, you know it's a clothing optional pool.
Right.
Okay. And?
When in Rome?
You'll be clothing optional.
Sure.
I'll alert. Well, by the time all Chris and all Brian hear this, they'll... they will have missed it. Oh, well. But everybody else, y'all, if you could go back in time, you could see Smoking Hot Joe naked by the pool at the Hara Hotel. And then maybe a cocktail at the Capri Lounge.
Yeah.
You know, they're known for their manly drinks.
Right. And so, they run out of mixers all the time.
Well, sometimes. That's not the case as much anymore. They're just a manly drink now.
Okay.
So anyway.
Manly drinks.
Right. So,
manly men.
Right. And give Bobby, the bartender, my best.
I will.
So, anyway.
I'll give him my tip.
Oh. Oh. Well, anyway, y'all, Joe was in Augusta for 2 weeks, and the weekend in between, he decided to come over here to the villa. First of all, tell us, y'all, this is the first time, I mean, I've met Joe.
Wise.
Okay, at Pride 48,
mm-hmm.
but we didn't really have a whole lot of time to spend
with each other. You're the social director.
Okay, so you approached me and said...
When? To this weekend?
No, about getting ready for this weekend.
Oh, I said, I'm going to be in Augusta. That was a last minute thing. I wanted to come to Augusta
right.
for work, and
right.
instead they put me in... Shittsville, Mississippi.
Shittsville, Mississippi. Now, I don't think Jeremiah is in Shittsville, Mississippi.
He might be.
But maybe he can call in and let us know.
But I was supposed to be there, and at the last minute, they switched my flight plans to Augusta.
Uh-huh.
And I immediately reached out to Fatty and said, Fatty, I'm going to be in Augusta, and I'd like to come visit. Is that okay?
And the answer was?
You must.
You must.
It was you must.
And it was.
Like, I don't, if this is a pain, if I don't want to be an inconvenience, he's now, I insist. And here I am.
And here he is. Y'all, he didn't get off work on Friday evening until about 7:30 p.m. in the evening. And then he's got that 2.5 hour drive. And the goggle took him through the back roads, and so he...
I'm okay with the back roads.
Okay. Well, of course you are.
I'm from the back roads.
but, y'all, he got here to the villa. Tell everybody what you think of the villa.
I love the villa. It is the perfect size for you.
Mm-hmm.
I wish my villa was this small. A large villa is a lot of work, as I'm sure Vera's told you.
Well, she has people.
Oh, good.
Yes, she has people that maintain a standard, and you know she doesn't have visitors. She has the deer urine sprinklers to keep them away, except for the guy delivering Amazon shit,
right?
And food. How did it turn into Vera? Tell everybody about your visit and what we did last night and today.
I got in. Uh-huh. It was around 10:30.
Yeah.
And I said, we'll have a nightcap.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll go to bed.
Uh-huh.
That turned into
separate beds.
Separate beds.
Yes. Right.
For the record, separate beds.
Uh-huh.
Scott, if you're listening, we're still good.
Right.
And then what was one nightcap ended up being, was it three?
For you.
Oh, my gosh. And this house pours a strong drink.
This is the Capri Lounge East, okay? So.
I don't remember very, and then I'm on meds that make it even stronger. So after about the second one, things get a little blurry. It might as well have been.
Well, no, it wasn't that bad, but...
I don't remember what I talked about.
No.
I'm saying a lot today. It's like, oh, you said that last night.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
Oh, okay, I'm so bad.
Y'all, it's like talking to my mother. You know, she sometimes doesn't remember what she's told me already. Y'all, it's just sad. But...
I came to visit... Before Mother's Day.
You did?
Right.
It's Mother's Day weekend we're recording this.
And as you always said, if you don't have a mama, I'll be your mama.
But you have a mama.
I do.
But not this weekend.
This is my mom. You're my Mama East.
Right. I'm Mama East. That very good. Very good. Y'all, by the way, he's sitting here. He's trying to be like that Adam Burns wearing his crooked cap. Y'all... Joe is, he is gay as a goose, is all I can say. He pulled out the lotions and potions pouch last night, and you were to get your medicine ready and everything, and y'all, we tried each other's poppers.
Yes. Did I give you my poppers?
I don't know if you gave them to me or not.
Did I pull them out?
You did pull them out.
God. See, again, I don't remember a lot.
No, you didn't. Y'all,
I didn't pull out.
You didn't pull out at all. Oh, no. No, this is going in a very, very, very different direction than it should be.
It's the gaze.
It's right. Fine. But anyway, y'all, by the way, Smoking Hot Joe has by the way, where did the nickname Smoking Hot Joe come from?
I think it was Brewer.
Was it Brewer?
I think so.
Okay. So.
And it sticks.
It does.
I guess.
Yeah.
I tried to get rid of it. You said no.
No. Because, you know.
Can't I just be Joe from Austin? We got Joe in Dallas. No. Can it be Joe in Austin?
No. No. Because, and by the way, Joe in Dallas better have his ass in New Orleans, because Smoking Hot Joe is going to be there also.
Texas represent.
Right. Texas represent. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe y'all should, I don't know if the Turnip Head and the Urban Guy T.O. are going to be able to make it to Pride 48.
Really?
That's still up in the air right now. But if not, maybe you can host the Underpants Party.
That's some work.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah. Y'all come on in and take your clothes off, and let's sit here in our underpants. Well, it is work to get me into underpants, but anyway.
That's true.
Anyway.
You'll just wear a union shirt.
And speaking of Mother's Day weekend, what was the one thing that you asked me if you could do?
Can I bring my laundry?
Y'all, he asked me, can I bring my laundry and do a load of laundry? Y'all, it touched my heart. I knew I was going to be his mama this weekend if he wanted me to wash his dirty clothes. But he actually threw them in the washer. All I did was put the detergent in. And then,
sniff them. No. I hope not.
No, well, maybe. but I would have. I mean, don't threaten me with a good time. So what do you think of Charleston? This is your first visit to Charleston.
First visit to Charleston. It is quaint. I love the water that, that area. What's it called? The high battery, low battery?
The battery.
Uh-huh. I can see that's very popular.
Yes.
Downtown. I love, so in Texas, we don't have old buildings.
Right.
Here, it's everything's old and everything's redone or try to keep it up. And I think that makes it very charming.
Yes. Southern charm.
Yes, uh-huh. As are you. Very
thank
charming.
You. Thank
charming.
You.
Your mama raised you right.
Thank you. She did. I will. Thank you.
What did you do? What did you do for your mama?
She got tulips. The flower, not two lips. And I sent her a real nice card too.
Good.
So
good.
And I'll call her.
Gotcha.
So, and you're going to call your mama.
I will. Thank you. You have to remind me.
Okay. Do it before you get naked by the pool at the Hara Hotel.
I don't want to get too drunk. Right. Although that might be a very special call for my mother.
Well, it could be. You're right. So, now, just for your information, the Capri Lounge has its own pool.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. But it's not a naked pool.
Okay.
You'll have to wear the skimpy bathing suit there.
I have to.
Uh-huh.
I came prepared.
So, but you can have a cocktail by it from the bar.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So,
which would you recommend?
Well, it depends on if you want to pay an entrance fee and a membership to be with the naked cute boys, or if you want to have cocktails and cute boys in very skimpy bathing suits. So, you know.
I'll figure it out.
Okay, you'll figure it out. And, you know, that money you could have paid for an entrance fee and a membership could go to cocktails.
So, true.
And don't forget, happy hour 4 to 7, 2 for 1. Right. You don't have to go to work till 10 o'clock Monday morning.
That's true.
Okay, so don't be rolling your eyes at me. And I know you know how to drink a cocktail.
We were up till what time?
It was about two, past two. I can't believe. And we were, but it the time
it did it just goes
right.
It was great.
Well, and y'all, it's so I felt fine not shutting up with Joe because he was drunk and on muscle relaxers and. You know,
I wouldn't shut up.
Did you not shut up?
I don't think so. I felt I was keeping you up because I just kept on going. Because it's not often I get to hang out with an internet celebrity.
Y'all, he tells me I can't believe I'm getting to hang out with an international internet celebrity. I'm like, whatever. But anyway.
I don't want to be like turnip head and forget that I hung out with.
Right.
This will be the highlight of my year.
Right, because, yeah, there are those northern Mexicans that did forget that I was actually in his house.
Right.
So, anyway. You got to go by the coal mine.
I did, the coal mine.
So.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
It's smaller than my coal. Right. Well, it's bigger than my coal mine.
Right.
But it's smaller than I was expecting.
Okay, and.
Things are bigger in Texas.
Well, hello.
Yes.
And y'all, according to the dental hygienist finder, things are popular. Things from Texas are popular too.
A little bit.
Uh-huh. So
it's different.
Anyway, but should I have mentioned that?
That's fine.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
People can find me.
Right. Okay. If you're
really curious, you can find me.
You're right. And you know, do you know what catfishing means?
Yes.
All right, tell me what that means, because somebody, and I should know what that means, but tell me what that means.
So catfishing is using pictures that aren't yours to initiate and continue a conversation.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's because you're interested in that person or not.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, you don't actually want to meet them because obviously you're not going to match the pictures, but it's kind of a form. I'm guessing it's entertainment.
Okay.
But all right. I don't understand it myself. But
why is it called catfishing?
Because you're really, it's like throwing out bait that's not yours and seeing what you can catch.
Okay.
I'm guessing.
Okay.
I don't know if that's really the reason behind the name.
Okay. Well, it's better than any explanation I have. So, anyway, Joe,
we're going to go to the, where are we going tonight?
We're going to go to supper with Granny.
With Granny.
With Granny.
Granny and Mama East.
Right.
It's
right.
Perfect for Mother's
right?
Day.
Right. Perfect.
Do I need to take y'all a brunch?
You should.
Okay.
Uh-huh. We're going to the Swiggin' Swine. Y'all, I'm a little worried. I'm a little worried because, you know, Smokin' Hot Joe is from Texas, and Texas is known for its barbecue.
That's right. Texas has some of the best barbecue in the nation.
And we're going to a barbecue place. So we're going to see. But y'all, I gave him the option, and he chose barbecue.
That or fish? I chose meat.
Well, okay. Well. Hello.
Duh.
And, but we're going to do that. And then afterwards, we're going to go down to the Dudley Do-Rights.
Mm-hmm.
The only remaining gay bar left here in town. Y'all, he's been using fattyisms while he's been here.
That's true. You forget him, I think.
No, I don't. Right. You saw that, didn't you?
I did.
Uh-huh.
I did.
It hadn't happened yet.
No.
But, y'all, he's anticipating something's getting ready to happen. So how about that? He's seeing the sausage.
I'm twittering with anticipation.
He's seeing the sausage being, oh!
Sausage.
Oh, dear Gussie.
I'm seeing the sausage.
Right. Oh, no, not that sausage. Anyway, Joe, it has been a delight to have you here in the villa and to spend some quality time with you.
You got to
ride in Ruby Red.
I did.
And he brought a vodka called Ruby Red
vodka.
So anyway, Joe, where can people find you online if they want to?
Find me on the Face Space. Just look for Joe Zubia, although I think it's private. I'm on Twitter as Joe Zubia.
He doesn't, y'all.
I don't know.
It doesn't really matter.
I'm getting old.
Right.
Right.
You're a daddy. We decided
I'm a daddy now.
Joe, say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www.
or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.